Today's National Flash Fiction Day. We are Flashtag Manchester. We're a local writing group. We're going around Manchester the whole day from now until 5 p.m. reading short stories to people in various locations. Ian's going to kick us off. Fat Roland, should I say, is going to kick us off with a story. And take it off.
Thank you very much. I'll have to project. The President vanished. At first, it wasn't a problem. They carried a scarecrow bulked with balloons on a sedan chair through the favelas, and as long as the commoners were kept at a distance, no one noticed. Television broadcasts were trickier, but they got away with soundtracking a photograph of the President with one of his many identikit speeches. They fuzzed the television signal and blamed it on Western spies. It wasn't a problem without the President. Until the argument started, the President seemed to have a knack for making decisions, deciding on salt cellars at banquets, which vagrants to lock up, which state press releases to fabricate. Without the President, the voices became sharp and slammed doors and desks, broke the silence of long sulks. Some balloons popped in the scarecrow, and someone said it was a metaphor. Someone else said it was allegorical. "Don't tell me how to speak my own language," said another. With the scarecrows and the lying and the arguing over petty stuff, the presidential housework stopped. Ornaments lost their sheen, rubbish spilled from silver garbage cans. They didn't check the diary, and no one bothered to answer the door. On the second Thursday, after the President's disappearance, a foreign dignitary arrived on a scheduled visit. He was a squat man, weighed down by spotty ermine, who only referred to himself in the third person. The dignitary walked across the entrance hall, a teapot on legs in the grand splendour of the presidential home. He checked in the study, he checked in the dining rooms, he checked in the libraries, and then he heard them arguing. "We should use the blue tablecloths, they're much more tasteful. We don't need another national holiday, all you think about is getting time on the beach. If you call me a dog one more time, I'll send you to prison like the others." The visitor cleared his throat. "The President is not resident," he said.